Now joined by head coach Cameron Cool of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs. They've hit a little bit of a slump here, much like the boys. We're going to talk about that with both coaches here. As the way I recorded them, I just got off the phone here with Coach Coe, and that's going to air tonight on the air after the interview with Coach Cool. So it's kind of going to be backwards in my mind, but we'll make it through a little bit. And Coach, I know that the roster wasn't at full strength last night, but you had some players that you could go to try to get some things done, and it was a real tough night to put the ball in the hoop for the Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, you know, we turned it over too much, and you know, you got to credit Princeton. They put pressure on us, and we just didn't handle it very well. So I thought early we actually looked like we were going to handle the pressure okay, and we got a couple easy buckets. And but then from then on, we just struggled to pass and catch and do the simple things. And you know, it's hard to win ball games that way.
Yeah, and I even said in pregame, because I've seen your team play and I've seen Princeton's team play, and really the one thing that separates Princeton, because both teams from time to time have trouble putting the ball in the hoop, but Princeton gets a lot of their offense off of that full court pressure, and I just thought that game came down to would Trent be able to handle it. And as you said, early it was okay, but then you give up, I think it was a 21-0 run or something like that, first into the second quarter in a game like that, I think I described it as your goose is cooked once that happens.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't go that long without scoring. And, you know, again, credit to Princeton. They put pressure on us, and we're just going to have to continue to get better and find ways to score. And, you know, that's all of us working together and you know, still establishing some roles and got to get some girls confident. And again, we had some girls who stepped up, and I thought were ready to play for us who don't normally get that much time. And this type of year that we have, we just have to be thankful for every moment we can have and you know, be excited for the next game.
Yeah, what you see when you have girls that don't have a ton of experience on the varsity level is, especially when they face that full court pressure, panic kind of sets in. And I know the only way that you can kind of get over that is to play. And sometimes, yeah, you're going to keep making those mistakes, but it's going to be less and less. As a coach, when you don't want that panic to hit, and you want to say, hey, you can handle the ball, you know, make sure that you know who's open before you throw that ball, what are the things that just in short term you can do to try to improve facing some of that pressure?
Well, again, like you said, just seeing it will help, and we'll have that experience. But, you know, I think just having confidence in themselves that they can make these plays. You know, I thought we had the space that we needed on the floor, and I thought we were in the right positions. We just, you know, as you saw last night, we were throwing it over our teammates' heads, or we were throwing it at their feet, or, you know, things were getting deflected, things like that. So, again, a lot of that is credit to Princeton. But I think our girls are just going to continue to get better every day. You know, they are such a hardworking group, and it's not easy when things aren't going well, but, you know, they are never never shy away from working hard. So I'm excited to get back in a gym with them, and we'll hopefully, you know, like we said, continue to get better every day.
Yeah, I thought too, and yeah, there's a lot of factors that go into last night, but I think you had maybe three or four that available for off the bench, five starters, things like that. Princeton goes a lot deeper than that, and when they're speeding up the pace and they have a depth advantage, that puts you behind the eight ball pretty quickly.
Yeah, and again, you know, this year we're, you know, down in our roster a little bit sometimes, and it's just kind of next man up mentality. And you know, again, I was proud of the idea, the effort that our girls gave, but you know, as far as execution, we just struggled, and we'll continue to improve and find ways to hopefully, you know, get the ball in the hoop a little bit more.
Yeah, and this is going to happen because there's not a shooter out there that's just going to be 100% just knocking them down left and right. You know, if you look at it, Taya had some decent looks last night, and you know, if she makes a couple, it doesn't necessarily turn it from a loss into a win. But if a couple of those shots go in, and she just, you know, she had one of those nights as a shooter where the ball's not going in the hoop, but if one of them does, it makes that first, second quarter look a lot different.
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, we needed in our last two games, you know, we needed what I just call a deep breath basket. We just needed someone to make a shot to allow everyone to kind of take a deep breath and realize we're going to be okay. Because defensively, I thought we were solid. They got some points, you know, in that late first quarter, early second quarter off some, you know, just not, you know, just tough plays on our part with bad passing. But, you know, most of the other points they had to earn. So, you know, 42 to a team like that isn't too bad defensively, but you're just not going to win in many games if you're only putting up 20.
What are things from the half court, Coach? Because it's one thing to get out and run, and as you said, you're able to break the pressure a couple times in the first quarter and get easy buckets that way. What are things that you can do to improve your half court offense?
Well, I think, again, we need that confidence of understanding that we are capable of being scorers. We have a lot of girls whose role has never been that of a scorer. So, you know, their first thought, I think, is pass. And so we've got to get into that idea of looking for those scoring opportunities. Again, I thought we spaced the floor a little bit better last night and had some opportunities to get in there and score and miss some around the basket even when we did get there. But, you know, half-court-wise, we've just got to continue to make better decisions, and that comes with play. And the girls are working really hard, and I think we're going to get it figured out.
Yeah, absolutely. As you look at the team and you have an idea on the roster, I know the roster can be a completely changing thing in the world that we live in right now. Mm-hmm. How does it look like for Friday? Does it look like you'll get a couple of people back on Friday, or how's it looking for the South Harrison game?
I mean, I think we're probably going to have you know, some new faces again, and have to adjust, and we won't be at necessarily our full roster once again. But you know, again, this year, any chance we get to go to the gym together and spend time together and play basketball is a great day. You know, there's a lot of tough stuff going on, and you know, we talk every time about, you know, just enjoy the time we have. So we're not necessarily going to be at full strength, but we're going to be excited to compete on Friday and, you know, in front of our crowd.
I'll tell people this, too, and I'm sure you feel the same way. I haven't had a quarantine or anything like that, and I can't say for 100% sure that, you know, I haven't had it, but I don't think I have. But I'm thankful every morning I get up and I'm breathing okay, and I'm, you know, and I'm tasting things okay. All that stuff I'm not taking for granted this year.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's no fun. I mean, that you see a lot of people really, really having a tough time. So, you know, for us, you know, not necessarily being at full strength, or, you know, not, we had a stretch there where we couldn't practice together. You know, they're just tiny things compared to what's going on. So, you know, our perspective is very important. And at the end of the day, we get to play a game. And I love this group of girls and their mentality. So we're excited again to get to compete on Friday.
Yeah, you know, there's vaccines on the way, and they're doing what they can to keep people safe. And, you know, we respect that in the long run, too. You mentioned how just, and I think you hit the nail on the head where you say you have some ball players that just their role for years and years hasn't been scoring. You know, you lean on Macy last year to score, and you have the ability that Lexi had to dribble, penetrate, and handling the ball goes to Michaela. How is that? What are the things that is just that just kind of pushing through and say, hey, you got to get that mentality of being a scorer, and then they just get it done. How is that process for you?
Yeah, again, it's just play and understanding, you know, the points aren't coming and they've got to come from somewhere. And so we've got to make sure that we continually look for those opportunities. And, you know, Coach Reardon and I are always evaluating and looking at, you know, pieces and what we think we can do. And we're trying to get better every day and learn this group every day. And but, again, I think we have some girls who are really very close to taking that step. And, you know, hopefully we'll have the confidence to do that. But we really like our group, and you know, one thing you can't fake is hard work, and so I'm excited that that's there, because now we can really focus on growth in a lot of other ways.
Some of the big picture stuff with your program too, because, you know, obviously there just wasn't a lot in the way of scoring that returned off of last year, especially when Macy made the decision to go to NCMC early. But you know, with that being said, this team, they're giving you effort, they're winning a game here and there, you know, they're doing the things to get better in the long run. And if you look at the you know, at the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades, if you look, okay, where is this program going to be long-term? There's some talent that's coming up the pipeline.
Yeah, again, you know, we just want to continue to develop players who are good decision-makers and, you know, play basketball at all positions. And so I think, you know, we don't have any seniors this year, and we kind of have the luxury of viewing this as a kind of a long process for this group that we have right now. And, you know, like you said, you've got some younger girls who are going to come up and maybe make an impact too. So, you know, this group, I think, is just going to keep working because that's what they do. You know, if you know these kids off the court, they're involved in everything and great leaders and just great kids. So, you know, we're just going to continue to work and try to look for opportunities to grow the program and just hopefully get in a position where we're competing night in and night out.
If you look at the South Harrison Bulldogs, they've been a team that's just, they've been running on a little bit of a down stretch here for a couple of years. And obviously, you know, Trenton's been just rolling. So Trenton's had some lopsided wins against them. They're going to look at Friday night as a chance to get a victory. You're going to look at them. I think they're winless at this point of the season the same way. Somebody's going to get a win. So Friday's going to be big for somebody.
Absolutely. You know, it's just having that mentality of going in and ready to compete. Because like you said, both teams are kind of struggling right now, and so both are going to be looking as, you know, at Friday with kind of some big eyes. So we're excited that we get to play in front of our crowd, and you know, hopefully we will we'll compete at a high level, and we'll see what happens.
I think you've made some trips to Meadville back when you were a Newtown Harris Tiger about 10 years ago. You get to go back there on Monday to play the Lady Eagles. That's usually a pretty salty program that I think you have some knowledge with what they have this year, right?
Yeah, you know, we played them in a jamboree, and like you said, they've got a good history of just being competitive every year, but they're really athletic this year and just so well coached. I mean, you know, you're not going to it's going to be tough to outcoach them over there, but they do such a good job with their program and of developing players, and again, that's kind of where we're trying to get to, and we're excited that we got that game in with Holiday Hoops being canceled. That was a great addition to our schedule, so we're excited to go play on Monday.
Yeah, before I hopped on the phone with you two, I was talking with Corbin just about the fact that Monday's it for the calendar year, and obviously I'm sure you have a couple of practices at the gym between here and there, but especially with the virus around, it's going to be kind of nice after you get through Meadville, just reset, get ready for Christmas and New Year's, and just kind of look at 2021 at that point.
Yeah, again, you know, I think everybody wants 2020 in their rearview mirror a little bit.
Correct.
And that's really no different for us. But, you know, we'll see what happens moving forward, and hopefully we get to keep playing, and we'll just enjoy every moment we get for sure.
Friday night on Z101.7, Monday night as well, we're going to have a couple of Missouri Tiger things. We got a Tiger game coming up Friday, and we got Tiger Talk coming up Monday on KTTN. So that'll shift both Friday night and Monday night over to Z101.7. Appreciate the time, Coach. I will see you on Friday.
Hey, thanks for what you do for our kids, Tom. I appreciate it.